"The Mystery of Bogus Bluff May Still Have Hidden Treasures" was the headline. And now for your Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a Monday, July 16, 1923, Wisconsin State Journal article with excerpted information, Bogus Bluff is located on State Highway 60, midway between Gotham along Highway 14 and the junction crossing to the bridge in Muscadet on Highway 80 South. According to stories remembering the times when the Wisconsin and Fox River system from Green Bay to Prairie Chien were accessed, there were riches left at Bogus Bluff, which consisted of French coins, as well as Spanish doubloons, from the river travelers, and even good American dollars were said to be kept there. French coins were from the time of John Jacob Astor's fur company. They maintained a trading post at Prairie du Chien, and money was supposedly hid there when traveling down the river highway for concerns of the times when there were Indian attacks. Bogus Bluff is actually the culmination of a series of limestone hills that go for about 7 miles along the river. It's located where the River Journey joins Highway 60 and is next to what is called Judith's Point, another high bluff just east where the legend has it that Judith McLeod, the daughter of a pioneer, plunged to her death rather than being taken by a band of natives. Even more legend states that ghosts exist further east, about 2 miles where the Pine River flows into the Wisconsin west of Gotham. What was known on the journey down the river highway is that Law's Landing, located further west of the bluff, and then Indian Creek, which was an early access to the heart of Richland County when traveling to the village of Orion, just west of the river. Legend is said that counterfeiters also came to Bogus Bluff during the Civil War days. They operated there for nearly 20 years. They were part of a gang from Portage, and it relates to a story that in 1878, three of the most notorious counterfeiters were captured in Boscobel, and they were later sent to prison. From their stories told to government officials, they attempted a raid on Bogus Bluff, but those that were there escaped rather than being captured by a secret passageway. No suspicious money was found. It is believed, though, that they buried the money wherein that lies the wealth of the old cavern in a place unknown. And so, too, the legend carries on even to today.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. It's time to plan your visit to the Yakey School Museum, a project of the Richland County Historical Society. The museum will be open Sunday afternoons in June, July, August, and September. It's a perfect time and place to renew your memories or to see for the first time what education was like in a one-room school. Your support of the Society will help ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are $20. All members receive the informative Achy Breaky News. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. You can be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.